Now here's some news of journalists working one of the most dangerous beats in the world. More than 100 Iraqis working in the media have been killed over the past 3.5 years, and some Iraqi reporters and media managers have sought refuge in neighboring Jordan. Kristen Gillespie reports on some exiles who give new meaning to the word telecommuting.
The weather reporter for the DR satellite channel is doing a stand-up next to the Tigris River on a gray day in Baghdad. 500 miles away in Amman, Faisal Yassiri is watching the broadcast with greater interest than most. Yassiri is a well-known Iraqi movie and television director. He's also the founder and owner of the DR satellite channel, which for the last 8 months he's been managing from his new base in Amman. The news from Iraq on this day includes the murder of a popular TV comedian along with other acts of violence. The DR reporter doesn't shy away from commentary. Iraqis can't defend themselves, she says. This enemy just keeps on killing. Yassiri sighs and says her comments simply reflect the reality Iraqis are facing.
I am a television man, and for 40 years I work for the other people. So I thought after April 2003, we have now the possibility to work free. I never thought the situation will be so bad.
Yassiri moves between his living room, where he watches his channel, and his home office. It's here where he holds meetings throughout the day over the internet with the staff in Baghdad, or at least with those who can make it to work. Four have been killed, and threatening letters regularly arrive to the channel's Iraqi headquarters. Yassiri says he's not going back until there's security. This, he says, could take years. In downtown Amman, a group of Iraqi writers and editors are discussing the news back home. They'll be contributing to the next issue of the independent Iraqi newspaper, Al-Sabah Al-Jadid, or New Morning. The paper still maintains offices in Baghdad, but soon it will also be printed in Amman. Beyond the conference room, Ismail Zaire sits in his office with abstract Iraqi paintings hanging on the walls. He started the newspaper in Baghdad, but, like Faisal Yassiri, doesn't plan to go back anytime soon. Zaire says that just trying to stay alive in Baghdad was taking up too much of his time. He's still grieving for his personal driver and bodyguard. He says both were killed simply because they worked for him.
A man like me, might be any man, any human, will never ever feel relaxed or happy if he realized that there is somebody else, young guy, had been killed because of him. I bear this kind of feel of guilt.
Today, Zaire manages the paper and the reporters he has left in Iraq from his office here in Amman.
Either they leave the profession or they leave the country. From February and March till now, Al-Sabah Al-Jadid lost something like 18 journalists because of that threat. Some of them now in Canada, 5 of them in Syria, 4 or 5 here in Amman, 3 in Cairo, and 4 in Australia. And today only I received another letter from people escaped from Baghdad to Damascus, and they are penniless.
Some of Zaire's staff have paid a heavy price for their work.
The threat was daily. For example, last week we lost 2 of our drivers. One of them, very young guy, he had been killed. They cut his head and put it in the car. And they took 2 cars, and we have still, till this moment, we have a missing driver.
Though Jordan has opened its borders to these new exiles, Iraqis here say they long for home. Relief to be out of Iraq blends uncomfortably with both an uncertain future and an uncertain present. Ismail Zaire.
They look on their life here as an occasional, only for a very short time. They don't know. Also, some of them feel some bitterness and disappointment by discovering, for example, that, oh my God, what's going on? It was better 6 months ago. You need to live, and we cannot live.
For NPR News, I'm Kristen Gillespie in Amman.